Makos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. Now the Mishnah really has two separate points. The first point really is a continuation of the previous machlokas, where you have a person who could be potentially on the hook for double or only one, like so in the previous Mishnah. But instead of talking about paying in malchus, the question is you get malchus twice. Says the Mishnah inside, Me'idin anu be'ish ploni shu chayv malchus. If Ernie and Bert come into the Bezin and they say Reuven had done something which would obligate him to get malchus. For example, they say, you know, Reuven ate a cheeseburger, and we told him, don't eat that cheeseburger, that's a basar b'chalav, you'll get malchus. And he ignored us and did it anyways. And then they say, and you'll get malchus arbaim, you'll get the, you know, the rice of lashes. The nimtzu zomin, it turns out that Ernie and Bert were lying because they weren't there at the scene of McDonald's at the time. They were with some other witnesses in Tahiti. So now, since they tried to get Reuven to get malchus, they're going to get malchus. The question is, according to Reb Shimon at least, now they have, not only do they have to get malchus for kasher zaman, like they conspired to do, they should also get malchus for the fact they're over the general love of lo sana berecha et shaker, of giving false testimony, which is a penalty of malchus. Also, and that being the case, says the Mishnah, lokin shmonim, they get double malchus, they get 40 times 2 equals 80. Actually 39 twice, but the point is they get 39 at the Bezin, like sort of now, and then when they've recovered, they get 39 again later on. Why? Mishum lo sa'ane v'recha eid shakir. First of all, you have the iser of not to bear false witness against your fellow Jew, and also mishum basisa lo kasher zamam. You have the second issue of giving them what they tried to do to somebody else. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says they both apply. V'chacham omim no ein lokin el arbaim. They say, no, it's one or the other. They don't give twice, because they're really, you know, one is nested in the other. The basis for getting kasher zamam is from the law of velosane, and therefore you wouldn't get twice. You get once, and that is enough. That's all, and that's all the Torah requires of you. Fine, that's the din. The din is like the chacham, that it would be one set of malchus and not two. Now, the Mishnah goes on to talk about something kind of more general here, which is how do you give them what they deserve? Like, kasher zamam, how do you give them what they tried to do? How do you divide up that penalty? So, says the Mishnah side, Ketzad, how does that, the Mishnah says, Mishal shin b'mamon, says you divvy up the obligation when it comes to the money, vein mishal shin b'makos, but you don't divvy up the obligation to receive the lashes. Now, mishalshin, literally from the word shalosh, means kind of like to mishalshin would be to divide into three. The idea is, if you'd have three witnesses, they would divide it into thirds. So in other words, if there were, you know, they were going to make Reuven pay $300 to Shimon, if there were three Edom Zomon, each would pay 100. But if there's just two, each would pay 150. And if there are four, they each would pay 75. The idea being that Mishalshin just means generally divvied up, not specifically into thirds, but it could be thirds if there are three. So then says the Mishnah inside, Ketzad, how does that work? Heidu shehu chayv l'chaveru masayim zuz. If Ernie and Bert claim that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuz, v'nimtzu zomen, but it turns out that Ernie and Bert were lying and they're Edom zomen because they weren't even present at the time that alleged obligation occurred. Mishalshin b'nehem, we divvied up amongst the two of them, meaning Ernie pays 100 zuz to Reuven, and Shimon pays 100, and Bert pays 100 zuz to Reuven. So Reuven, in the end of the day, gets 200 zuz, what he was almost going to lose, if we would have continued to believe what the Edom Zomim said. And they collectively lose the 200 zuz kasher zamam, as they tried to make Reuven lose. Aval, however, im heidu shehu chayev malchus arbaim, if the testimony that Bernie and Bert were giving would have made Reuven get malchus d'oraisa, 40 lashes, really 39, but 40 lashes, as the Mishnah puts it, v'nimtzu zomin, it turns out that Ernie and Bert are Edom zomin, so now, kol echad ve'echad loke arbaim, both Ernie and Bert each get a full set of malchus d'oraisa. The idea being that you can't just, you know, divide it up half and half, because the first lash is terrible, but the second lash is not just twice as bad. It's much worse than that, because, you know, you're lashing what's already been lashed, and it hurts much more than the first one. And then the third one, of course, hurts more than the second one, and so on. Each one adds up. So and it's each time is worse than the previous time. So you can't just stop halfway. Therefore, it's not subject to divvying up. Each of the two witnesses would get the full set of lashes, if that's what they were going to cause, their intended victim to receive.